listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, December 28th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Glad to be here. Looking forward to tonight, the last Wednesday of 2022.
I know. Can you believe it? 2022 just went by like a blur. But I'm so happy to have you joining me on this last broadcast of 2022. And thank you to those joining us live. So happy to have you with us. You always, you know, bring such a energy and vibrance to this program that we appreciate it so much. And thank you to those that take the time to catch up with us on the archives. We appreciate you too. And we do get your feedback and your emails, and we appreciate that. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight, yeah, we're looking back on 2022. We're going to look forward, but, you know, we're going to do that by pulling inner oracle cards and tarot cards.
We are so. So, gonna get started. Anybody who would like a card or a little mention, put your name in the chat, and we'll start getting started. You know, I really appreciate the week off last week, folks, on solstice. It was great. I had a great time with my family, but I missed you guys.
I know. It was Wednesday came up, and you know, I was disappointed that we weren't going to be meeting. Although I agree with you, Dr. Vicki, it was nice to have, you know, a little time off, but at the same time, it's that cognitive dissonance between these kind of two poles. You know, it's nice to have a little time off, but gosh, I miss you guys.
That's true. I just appreciate our Wednesday evenings, and it's another way I kind of keep my sanity and getting the times and the days. It's a rhythmic kind of thing,
too. Well, I get the rhythmic thing, but, you know, me, I gave up on my sanity a long time ago. So, you know, it's just part of the enjoyment of life in my book. But,
you know, I really have to say this. I've been kind of, well, since our last broadcast, kind of looking at people and talking to them, and how many of those folks out there who are not of like mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Who don't think beyond, you know, going to work and the family and money, and like there isn't a curiosity or it's not a subject. Metaphysics is not a subject you can approach just anybody.
Right.
Because very few people that I come across, I mean, my friends, sure. But it's amazing. So that's why I say it's a very special group that we have here.
It is. And, you know, it's truly an honor to be amongst metaphysicians and to be able to discuss these kind of deep ideas. And you're absolutely right. It's not as common as I'd like it to be. I think that a big part of our evolution as a people, as a species, comes in that kind of growing awareness. And I think that's what each of us in our way does. So I think it's growing, but it's not growing fast enough for my liking.
They took a poll in British Columbia, just, I think it was in the last month or so, I read it in the news that, the non-Christians are just a little bit more than the Christians in population by the polls they've taken. And I went, wow, that's amazing. We have a fairly eclectic, you know, kind of province here. You would call it a state, Michael. We call it a province. But you wouldn't know it by the town I live in. I'm right up the street from Jehovah's Witnesses, a Sikh temple, a Baptist church.
Have the Jehovah's Witnesses already put you on their do not knock list?
Yeah, I have absolutely told them. You're not welcome here. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, don't go to her house. She's so hostile. She's not going to be saved. But
No. But, you know, it is, it's interesting that I like to believe, as you do, that more people are opening their minds and considering, you know, beyond the dogmas, that there might be more going on than... Yeah. Well, what is thought of, but it takes a big mind shift.
It does. I mean, and Christians, they too believe that there's something more going on than what we can see, but they're also very dogmatic and in kind of a box. It's a, you know, philosophical box. You know, when you think that you know exactly what's going on, you're not, that kind of dampens your curiosity. Mm-hmm. You're not looking for the truth any longer because in your mind, you already know the truth.
But, yeah, and it's free. They give free things right by our... with this little market that I go to, the health food store. Oh, there's these people out there with their sign offering free Bible classes.
Ah, what a deal.
I know. I thought, yeah, free. That's interesting. Anyway, I guess we should just get started here because we got names.
We do.
We got names.
And we're going to be spending a little bit more time, you know, on each kind of, on each person and kind of going into it. And I know that we were talking about, you know, doing a year-end kind of look back and look forward. So I think, Dr. Vicky, we're going to be doing that through our cards and kind of...
Well, we'll see what comes up, Michael.
All right.
I hope so.
Well, we have names coming in fast, and I have Dr. Raven first. She did say, yes, please, and then later added, clarified it was a card. So,
yeah.
Dr. Raven, first card of the evening. For you, I have number 6, boundaries. So critical. It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it is necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me?
Well, in support of that, Raven, I got the 6 of Hearts. So that's the 6 of Cups in the tarot language. And I think boundaries with the 6 of Hearts, it's kind of like about family, community, and maybe this is a timing issue about drawing some boundaries and putting attention, this is what I get, putting attention where it's most valued and where you get the most satisfaction from. So that your energy isn't stretched too far, kind of thing. But and focusing, focusing on what you want to achieve, and that's what I think does play into this year for you. Where do you want to go? What would you like to, even if you set 3 things that you'd like to do for yourself, achieve even personally in 2023, but how you'd have to set up some. The word is boundaries.
Yeah.
So, limitations and where your energy is kind of leaking, if you will.
And
I know, I'm the first one to say I get distracted.
Oh.
And, I'm at an age where I think, okay, I really got a vacuum. I'm going to vacuum. Oh, I just thought about it. Now I'm tired.
See, that's why I just, skipped all that and got the RoboVac.
I know. Well, there you go. I could do that too, but no. It's just a thing, Raven, where I think that that focus. But you know, without you can't. If you don't set boundaries, it's hard to stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking at your relationships, you know, family, what's positive, what feeds you in a good way. And that's what I say is a little message there for you. So
I like
that
it.
Makes sense in
and
some way.
Definitely understand it's easier said than done. You know, trying to establish boundaries and being healthy is, you know, one of the most difficult things to do. Especially
oh, we can give all kinds of advice, Michael.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I am so great at providing advice to others and so bad at listening to myself sometimes. But definitely hope that connects with you, Dr. Raven. All right. And Dr. Edward, happy to see you. And tonight I have number 8, Balance and Order. Let's see. All right. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will. Good card.
It is, and I really like it that the Eight of Pentacles is a support energy there, Edward. And that's, think of it as a creative, artistic energy. In normal terms, I kind of regard this as apprenticeship, you know, where you're learning on the job kind of thing and applying yourself as you're learning. And I'm balance and order. And the learning is, I'm going to go into that little bit of discipline and focusing again on where your creativity best serves you and where you want to put your energy, whether that's into studying more, creating more. But I'm also getting a sense of like some kind of art form, Edward, so I don't know if you express yourself in art or like a kind of an artistic venue. But that's kind of where I'm seeing where you're getting more creative and creative thinking. So that's exciting for me. So that it also gives you a better sense of self-balance, you know, and ordering the self, if that makes any sense.
Oh,
it does to me. But
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, because I think our creative aspect is an essential part of our being. And if we ignore it, then we're not in balance and our life is in disorder.
Absolutely. So Wendy is saying in the chat that Edward had this card back in June 1st. For those who don't know in the archives, Wendy is our resident card keeper.
She is.
Such a great job. And so if there's something kind of repeating or an affirmation to you, Edward, about maintaining a good sense of, you know, balance and creating that order so that you feel that flow. You know, I'm going to say, though, and I know we're about the same age, Edward, sometimes you're getting older, the body can be a full-time job. And if there's any other kinds of issues that come up, that can take up a lot of energy, too. So what I'm saying here is I feel like physically there's been an improvement. There's a greater strength. So I think that you'll be able to, like, the mind is freer to be creative. So I hope that makes sense and plays out well. That's what I think.
Definitely hope it plays out well. And hope that connected with you. And it looks like we have Deb next.
We do.
All right, Deb. I have for you number 14, energy shift and new chapter. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters to one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new.
Oh, Deb, you're turning a page in your life. Absolutely. We have here the 9 of Hearts. That 9 of cups, as it would say in the tarot. So when you got energy shift, new chapter, that 9 of hearts, which is that abundance, you know, and replenishment, this says to me, you're turning a page. So my sense is you're making a decision or have made a decision, and it's just a matter of the timing being right. And so it's kind of you're waiting at the moment, but the page is turning. So, you know, part of it, Michael, as we all know, the doing gets done when we decide. You know, when we decide something and it's absolute, then you just go do it, right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes we have to say, I am doing this. I'm doing it. The decision is made, but I have to wait till, oh, I don't know, January 1 or, you know, when I start that new job.
Right.
Or, you know, after I pay this month's rent, you know, that kind of thing. So, but the decision is made. So I feel excited for you, Deb, in this next year. I feel like something has really shifted for you. You know more about who you are, and now everything will just kind of, you know, come into play because the decision is already made.
You know, that's interesting. Debit earlier mentioned in the chat when we were talking about how fast 22 has gone by, she had mentioned, I just want 2022 to end. So I wonder, you know, a lot of times when we're going through these shifts and these learning these new things, it usually comes with a little bit of rockiness in our life, you know. Going back to that prior card a little bit, you know, when things are kind of in disorder, we have adversity. But you know, I think, hopefully, kind of going off Dr. Vicky, what you were saying, perhaps it's this increased awareness, this, you know, this shift that happened in 2022 might have been a little rocky, but hopefully we're looking forward to a, you know, very smooth and enjoyable 2023.
Well, I think, in my view, I think that some of the last couple of years isn't quite finished with us yet, Michael. Now, having said that, I have a growing optimism for, it's kind of like being on a teeter-totter, right? We're kind of up and down, and somehow we think like the dark side is winning a bit. Well, I think that it's teetering the other way. Now, it only takes one loud voice to muffle out 100 whispers. But when those whispers get louder, that one loud voice gets drowned out. So if you get my point here, everybody, you know, there's been a lot of noise, but others are getting their own footing and saying, oh, wait a minute. No, this ain't right.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've had enough.
Exactly. And I think that feeling, that energy is, you know, just permeating through human societies. And, you know, it's been very weird. You know, things aren't happening logically. You know, it's just very against the grain. And I think that people are more and more getting tired of, you know, humoring, you know, some of these loud voices and kind of going along with the craziness or just like, it'll go away. Like, and I think it's becoming more active and moving away from that. So,
the one thing that I think we can all agree on is financially, we're in a big shift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the post-COVID, you know, we've learned things like how shipping can cause problems, you know, when you go to the store.
Oh, yeah. Everything's and, interconnected.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's this, you know, this kind of revision going on, which, yes, inflation, absolutely. And there's been a lot of silliness in the last few years, like toilet paper and buying houses that are way out of reach. And, you know, a lot of, but the correction, there's corrections coming here. But what I can say to people is don't get big extravagant things. Hold on to your money. You know, kind of monitor things. And I'm just as guilty as anybody, Michael. I had to have a talk with myself a few years ago. Why am I going to buy that? I don't need it.
See,
you know,
I feel like
I don't need it.
I am feeling targeted. I feel like you're talking about me because I bought that lightsaber earlier this year.
That's right. I'm picking on you about the lightsaber. It's a very cool lightsaber.
It has a purpose. Obviously, it helps me defend my house against the Sith. Jeez.
Yeah, that's fun. But you know what I'm saying is,
I do. Yeah.
That's still a minor purchase in the scheme of things. But don't overextend yourself. You know, just kind of financially ride it out with simple things, downsize a little bit, and you'll manage just fine. That's what I'm trying to say.
So. I like it. And, you know, I love the chat that we're getting tonight. You know, we've been talking about kind of the static and things. Dr. Zach has made a couple of great points, the most recent being, you know, it only takes one flashlight to light the way in a dark room. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good one.
I like that. I like how it's said. And, you know, just to tack on to it, I say, you know, everybody can be, you know, the flashlight for those around them. You know, don't badger people, but, you know, offer your insights when you can and encourage curiosity whenever you can.
Yeah, absolutely. But, okay, we have Kevin next, I think, on my list.
Yep,
Michael?
I have him as well, and Dr. Kevin. Tonight I pulled for you number 19, Invoke the Counselor Within. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself not to codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside of yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you. Good card. I don't know if you pulled that one a little bit, but great card.
It is, and you got the Ace of Clubs supporting that, Kevin. So I think one thing I want to be cautious about when we say invoke the counselor within, it doesn't necessarily mean do whatever you want without consideration for others. You know, that's always something to be mindful of, especially if you're in a committed relationship, you have family and responsibilities and so on. Now, I'm not speaking to you directly, Kevin. It's just for those listening, you know, we have to also, you know, have a disclaimer, and what you want is more about what's in keeping with your nature and what is good for you in your progression, your evolution as a human being. And again, considering, you know, things in life that have to be taken care of. And when you have that Ace of Clubs as a support, now talking to you directly, Kevin, is this is your year. So you might have felt like the last few years are a little tough. I feel like a cycle has come to an end. Some kind of, maybe it is you've had your own, you know, cognitive dissonance in there a little bit. And again, I'm not pointing a finger because we all have it in a way. But something that you've been in a shift of in coming to this point where you've also had enough, and maybe you've had enough of yourself in some way. And this, you know, sometimes it's very small. I think at this point, Michael, I'd like to mention that, you know, in the quantum healing courses, I make it really clear in there that we can live our lives as, you know, really good functioning adults, but sometimes inside there's a little something we're tripping over, and I call it the thread in a blanket. Mm. So it's like each of us is this beautiful tapestry, but there's something in there. So it's to find that something in there that's not in keeping with the beauty of your tapestry. And so you go and you address it, you pull it out, and you replace it. That's really important. Replace it with a color that's more in keeping with who you are, so that your beautiful tapestry of life now resonates. You know, you're not tripping over yourself. I've done it again.
Yeah.
Speaking to the choir, right? So I feel like there might be something here for you, Kevin, a realization that you had. And I feel like it's also past, but now you're just coming to maybe something you're coming to terms with. And it is the coolest thing, because that Ace of Clubs is success through achievement. So it's like you have achieved this something, you know, invoking that counselor within, you have risen to your own occasion, so to speak. And I'm excited for you, because what's around the corner now in 2023? Again, I really want to say to you, watch finances a little bit, like no big expenditures if you can help it. And coast through the next year or two financially. And it's like you get a nice pot at the end of that time period, and you're going to keep growing what you have. So that's exciting for you. That's what I see.
I love it. All right. All right. And just going back to my list, we have Jameel next. Always glad to see you. Jameel, wild card number 7, Hope. Love this card, especially looking ahead to the new year. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope.
I got the moon in support of that, Jameel. That's exciting. You're kind of writing your own new script also. The moon is everything unknown, right? The hidden, the mysterious. Anything that you've wanted to know or had suspicions about people, I think the evidence is going to be there in your face, and you have better truth to work with and know how you want to move forward. And that could be with a coworker. It could be a pseudo friend. You know, this kind of, doesn't have to be somebody absolutely close to you. But it's having that hope for yourself and hopefulness, you know, that there are other good people that you're connected with. So focusing your attention more on those, you know, there's a better, more positive exchange. In other words, absolutely, don't throw your energy away. But the moon is that anything can happen. And something really magical could come out of nowhere and somebody least expected. So I think you got a few mysteries unfolding.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And of course, you know, we know that Jameel has a, you know, group of interesting, amazing people that he's associated with. He's associated with us.
That's right.
So, but yes, I also think it's worth pointing out, our card keeper, Wendy, had stated that this is, wild card number 7, Hope, is Jameel's most pulled card of the year. So,
awesome.
Repeating message for you there, Jameel. And
it is. Keep the faith there.
Absolutely, which is hard to do. Again, so many of these things are easier said than done, but know that you're not alone, too. But I'd like to throw out a couple of comments from our chat. And Deb had mentioned earlier in response to what we're talking about that it had been a rough year, but heading into 2023, fantastic. She had finished her bachelor's program at the Metaphysics Institute, and she's almost through her master's. So I just want to offer hearty congratulations on that.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
And, you know, it's just things can get rough, but focusing on what brings you life, brings you energy and interest in, you know, pursue that curiosity. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
And also, Dr. Kevin had talked about, you know, some stuff going on in his life, and, you know, he's really going to keep your advice, Dr. Vicky, close at hand. So just want to offer our support to Dr. Kevin there, too.
Absolutely, Kevin. You got this. I say that clearly. You got this.
I like it. But all right, we have our card keeper herself, Wendy, up next. And just want to thank Wendy for everything that she does. And a little teaser, we were able to twist her arm, and she's going to join us live on the program, not next week, but the week after.
Yay.
So, yeah, we're going to, looking forward to it. I did blackmail a little bit. I said that if she didn't come on the program, I was going to spread the word about how wonderful and amazing she is as a person and human being. But luckily, we don't have to, you know, let everybody know how wonderful Wendy is. So she's coming on, and we're looking very much forward to that. And Wendy, for you, I have number 36, gratitude. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely, without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended. Excuse me.
So I got the Lovers card in support of that for you, Wendy. Now, let's not take it literally, but we can take it to the gratitude and passion. And it kind of feeds itself, doesn't it? Energy feeds energy, and kind of coming from different sources. But here's what I do pick up from this, is someone you least expected is going to tell you how much you're appreciated. It comes from an unexpected source, Wendy. So try not to show your shock. Be gracious. Because sometimes that can happen, right? But I also want to say don't fall too much for, don't collapse into that appreciation. Just take it what it is and still carry on, because we have to keep that even balance of energy. We, in other words, don't throw trust in with the mix. So this could be a little disclaimer there. But that gratitude, I think we know you have gratitude, Wendy, and you have passion, but it's also what's coming toward you. And I think more people, the people who most value you are going to be stepping up more, and you're going to feel like you have more support. And again, I don't want to say you haven't had support. It's just maybe not the support that feeds you in your spirit well. And I think that's certainly coming around. So that's exciting. I feel that energy in your life and some momentum where it's not going to feel quite so tough for you in 2023.
I like it. Good message. I really like it. All right. And then now we have Alex up. And for those listening, Alex is Dr. Zach's partner. And Dr. Zach is, obviously friend of the program. And so happy to have you, Alex. And tonight I have wild card number 6, entropy. Let's see. Wild card number 6, entropy. Within the cycle of life, there are useful energies, or low entropy, that can wane to uselessness, or high entropy. Their energy stands still and their entropy increases. They no longer give value to the evolution of life. This can include an attitude or behavior that requires adjustment to once again take a new step in renewal and rebirth, thus lowering one's entropy. When one seeks to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem, that one lowers his or her personal entropy, and the world is a better place.
Well, Alex, I got the Ace of Spades in support of that. And I think what this is saying is success is assured through that effort and that extra output of energy, sometimes overcoming a challenge. And so I feel like there might be a challenge at work for you, is what I'm feeling. And perhaps this is you're trying to juggle things a little bit. But it's really, really important for you to balance your energy output and don't exhaust yourself. So if you're overextended in too many places, we burn out pretty quickly. So it's a matter of monitoring yourself and making sure you take care of yourself and your own well-being. But this challenge with regard to work, I tell you, just had this flash of the next 4 to 5 weeks might be a little hard. I don't know. It just feels stressful, but then it just kind of levels out. So whatever it is that is in the challenge there is going to get straightened. So, and then everything calms down. So, into the new year, it might not be a great start, you feel? But I feel like within short order, it's going to figure itself out. So I hope that makes sense. But so it's hang in there, keep your energy going, and success is assured. I truly feel that. So I hope that makes sense for you, Alex.
Very helpful. Very helpful. And I'm telling you, I think that a lot of patterns in terms of, what's coming up for a lot of people heading into the new year. I think, always remember, no matter how dark it gets, nothing's ever forever. Nothing is permanent. Unfortunately, that means good things, but also it is the bad. So we know that if we hang in there, adversity will pass.
Yeah. So we have Zach himself now.
All right, Zach. I have for you number 29, pay it forward. Living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others, even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward, without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way you can pay it forward now?
Well, I got the sun in support of that one, Zach, so you know what that means. New life, new beginnings. So the pay it forward could also be coming your way, you know. What you have done for others, they're also doing for you. And I see this cycle, you know, this nice circle, kind of what you've already put out comes back to you. And then you're passing it on in a new way and it comes back to you again. So I feel like... I even want to say in the next week there's some good news coming your way. And that could be some energy that you put out there. It's some good news. I don't know why the January 2nd, 3rd means that sticks out in my head, Zach. So the sun is new life, new beginnings. That's exciting.
All right. Very interesting. I like the intuitiveness and that I wonder how that's, you know, I don't know. Very interesting. Very interesting. I like it.
It flashes, I say.
Well, if you get it, then you have to, you know, you have to relay that to the universe. Keep that energy flowing. But all right.
Tabitha.
We have Tabitha next. Yep. And I have Tabitha for you, number 11, awareness. Kind of a recurrent theme through the evening. But for you, number 11, awareness. If the page will open. There we go. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
Tabitha, I think, you know, we all have a growing awareness and a growing sense of, you know, who we are, you know, from every experience we have, but every year that we're on the planet. But some things can get by us. I say that about myself too, Michael. Because I pull up here the Seven of Clubs, and it's like, there might be a disappointment that you have in somebody, Tabitha, because you didn't see it before. But really, maybe there was no reason to see it before, if that makes sense. And so it's about keeping your boundaries in order. So stay aware and keeping that sense of awareness. But also listening to your intuition. If there's something that you feel isn't right there, it's probably not. Then we look for the sensibilities of, you know, what people say versus what they do, and kind of clearing that up in our own minds. Now, that doesn't mean we go on a big defense. It just means that we become aware and, you know, don't have expectations, so to speak. So I don't mean this in any negative way. It's just kind of affirming that your intuition might be right, and when you get the evidence, you'll say, okay. And that's when we start putting up these boundaries or limiting the exchanges that we have with certain people in our lives. You know, it doesn't mean I'll never talk to you again. It just means that we're going to talk about muffins and I'm not going to tell you about my life. That kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, Tabitha, I hope that, you know, applies somewhere. I always worry when I say these, you know, kinds of things to people, because I don't mean to intrude and I don't mean to give negative information. This is actually more of a heads up kind of thing and a reaffirming to you that you have this. So you got it.
All right. I like it. And, you know, that was a first card for Tabitha. Thank you to our card keeper, Wendy. And I've just noticed it's a lot of first cards for most people tonight, except for a couple of repeats there. But I think very interesting heading into that new year, kind of a new fresh start. But although,
well, Dr. Zach has said in there, too, that next week is when his Cosmic Academy boot camp starts, the astrology school. So, ooh, that is exciting, Zach.
It is.
That's the sun, new life and beginnings. Very fun. Right. So, that's awesome.
Very good.
You know, we have Audra came to the program late, but we're sure glad that she made it.
Absolutely. She was having some trouble with the internet overlords, and those overlords can be brutal. Don't we know it? But they're always trying to stifle us. Every time we have anything going on with the broadcast, remember, it's not my fault. It's the Illuminati. So, you know, I'm just throwing that out there.
Let's draw cards for Audra.
Audra, for you tonight, I have number 16, excuse me, number 31, Sacred Obligations. A sacred obligation is a sacrosanct duty that any higher being would render for the highest good of all concerned. Sacred obligations include do no harm, do right, pay it forward, uphold individual value, value all life, extend tolerance and equality, control and change only what one is entitled to control and change, evolve and grow as a human being with higher awareness, promote knowledge, not fear, and more. Continue to aspire to your highest good by recognizing and fulfilling your sacred obligations.
You know, with the Seven of Hearts, the Seven of Cups here, Audra, there's a sentence I want to blurt, and I'm just going to say it. Don't get distracted by somebody else's dream.
Powerful.
I can hear the words clearly in my head. When I look, I say, some of these spirits are talking to me here for sure. So it's the sacred obligation is to you. We can support other people, provided it doesn't bleed us of our own life, you know, and staying true to yourself. So when we get involved in supporting other people, sometimes we can all get carried away and give too much energy and get surrounded by their life instead of keeping that balance, you know. Does that make sense, Michael?
Absolutely.
You know, keep to your own. I know this happens to people in a lot. I could speak only for women, but I'm sure it happens for men too, is, you know, get in a relationship and suddenly your life becomes intertwined and giving a lot of your life to the other individual, and it distracts you from your own path.
Yeah.
You know? And so this could even be with a friend though, or somebody who has a dilemma, you know, it's make sure that you stay on your own path and know that your own dreams are just as important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Zach says you have to secure your own oxygen mask first. You know, absolutely.
That's true.
If you're not able to, you know, take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to help others.
Yeah.
But
that's absolutely true. You know, I'm happy to say goodbye to 2022. I know, look, there were some good things this year. There were. I think Raven mentioned in the chat earlier, you know, when we get distracted with all the things in the world, it can be overwhelming, and that in itself can be a distraction.
Yep.
And there is a lot of stuff going on in the world. There's no doubt about that. But we keep going, and we still have a life to live. So it's contribute when we can and know when we can't, what we have control over and what we don't have control over. You know, it's like what everybody's been going through in the last couple of weeks. If there's a storm coming, you kind of know how to get prepared. You know, and if you don't get prepared, well, that's on you. But so that's when a warning is good, so that you can prepare and do the best you can. Sometimes there are things, though, that you can't imagine would happen, like, you know, what's happening to the folks in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And you know, with these brutal storms. And you can't imagine that it could be like that. Equally, though, I saw, you know, out on the west coast by Vancouver, they were preparing even the last couple of days for these big tidal waves, and people on the beach and reporters interviewing people. We've been through storms before. I'm sure it'll be okay. We'll hope for the best. And I'm going, duh. Like, what? Other people down the road are getting their sandbags, you know? And then, you know what? You know, it's like, wouldn't you rather put in a little effort and be prepared and say, whew, I'm glad that one didn't come? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
A tidal wave that's going to be 8 feet tall and you've got a 5-foot wall there. What does that tell you? So we're all learning these lessons and getting back to some very basics. You know, when it comes to buying groceries, what are your basic groceries? I've had a lot of talks with my friends about this and how we used to be. You're right, Michael. Okay. In the old days. Before there was a million things to choose from.
All right, well hold on here. Given the past lives, which old days are we talking about here?
I know. Well, I'm even talking in my lifetime. I remember, you know, as a kid, of course, we didn't have a lot of money, but we also didn't have a lot of choices. You know, going back to my grandparents' time, my life on the farm with them, you know, everything that we ate is something we grew. We would go to town, and it was absolutely right out of a movies, guys. It was this little town with a general store with the wooden floors and the big things in the barrels. Truly, it was all bulk. And, you know, you'd get your flour and your, you know, honey or molasses, because even then they didn't have sugar. That was like a real big thing to have sugar. And I think I was probably closer to, you know, 6, 8, or 10 when they actually would buy a bit of sugar, but they wouldn't, you know, do too much with that because it's expensive. Brown sugar was a big thing.
Yeah.
Before they would ever get white sugar. So it's going back to some very basics and understanding that where do things come from? You know, where does it begin? Chickens don't automatically appear at the grocery store. They come from a farm. And I'm not telling people to grow chickens. I'm just saying that it's understanding the beginnings. So, you know, all the things you may be used to having, that's been nice to have them. And you'll have them again. You just don't need them every day or every week. You know, it's just understanding how we're reprioritizing ourselves and managing through, you know, some challenging times on the planet. But it's teaching us some really good lessons. And it you know, really how spoiled and indulged many of us have been, to be honest. And I'm the first one to say it. You know, it's so I only buy what I need. The things that I buy in bulk are, you know, well, because I'm on my own, so I don't need a lot. But I'm doing more of my own baking, even starting to make bread. I don't know how much bread is down there, but it's really expensive up here. And I don't have dairy, so I have other things that I, you know, supplement in other ways. And it's just to relearn things and go back to very basics. You know, you open my fridge and you say, where's your food? I have food. I just have to cook it.
Yeah.
You know? See, so it's understanding that it's basics. Now, Wendy says in the chat, she has chickens. I love chickens. I raised chickens for 20 years. I love chickens.
Do you mean you love the taste?
No, I actually raised chickens for 20 years.
Yeah. But, yeah.
No, I did. And yes, they all had names. And actually, a funny story, Michael, I had a lot of clients who would come to the house back then. And chickens have personalities, trust me, they do. And so I often take clients out to my chicken coop or my, you know, with my ducks and geese, and you know, there's always one that behaves like some, you know, rooster that's out of hand, and a woman says, "Oh, that reminds me of my ex-husband, Ken." I said, "Oh, Ken's the name, and if he keeps behaving that way, he'll be on the table." And so I would often have clients name some of my chickens after their exes, but it was usually the roosters, so they were the first to go.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Guys are always the first to go, I tell you. But
yeah, well, you see, not needed. You misbehave, you're not needed anymore.
So. You know, I've always justified eating chicken as, you know, chickens are descended from dinosaurs, and they used to eat our ancestors, so turnabout's fair play.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I know what you mean about...
Wendy, they do have personalities. I had a little brown hen who would, she's the only one who would do this. She would come and tap on the door, because I let them free range in my yard, and she'd come tap on the door, and I'd feed her cookies. So
really?
She'd have a few bites of cookies, and off she'd go.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was fun.
You know, I'm feeling a little called out, because I think I have my priorities in order when it comes to, you know, provisioning, getting supplies, you know, have to have the basics. But, you know, one thing I have to have always on the first on my list are mochi ice cream balls. They are delicious. It's a ice cream and a, it's kind of a Japanese confection where it's ice cream inside of a sweetened rice dough. That's a must. You know, I don't care if the sky is literally falling and we're approaching Armageddon, but or the apocalypse, but that's a must. So,
well, there's certain things I have to have too, but they call it an addiction.
All I know is that if they can't ship them over here, I'm going to have to figure out how to make, you know, sweetened rice dough and ice cream by hand. Oh, that's going to be a thing.
That's fun. That's fun. So I'm saying, people, I think we're all in the same boat. 2022 has had its moments, but it's also had some good things, and it's taught us a lot. And we can get through this. Whatever 2023 comes around, we got this. It doesn't mean it's all going to be easy, but I'm optimistic. I really am, that I think a lot of good people are going to rise to the surface. And we're going to have fresh voices in our communities and in our governments. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like there's something bubbling up from the bottom. And I really am optimistic about some young people who are coming up. I think, oh, little wise souls, I love that. So,
yeah.
You know, again, I don't want to dismiss the other serious things that we have to face as well, but we're in a change. You know, the earth is changing. We're changing. Our communities are changing, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not. And, you know, a lot of times ahead of these changes, ahead of these shifts, things are the most difficult, you know, the most intense, as it were. The old adage and cliche that, you know, the night is darkest before the dawn. And while what we've been going through is not the darkest that humanity has seen, it is definitely been darker, and we're going into a new light. That I feel you're absolutely right about that. And so, you know, this has been another fantastic discussion. I love being able to join you all, come together, and kind of close out this year and talk about looking forward to new possibilities.
Well, Dr. Kevin just said in the chat, one of the greatest things of 22 that was this wonderful program. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, I mean, very nice.
That's a nice thing to say. I appreciate it. You know, it's, again, I think I said it earlier, I'll sing into the choir because we're in this, you know, we'll have our own cheerleading camp. And I love this show. I love doing the show with you, Michael. And I like all these people. They're so fantastic. And again, we all got our own lives, but we can come together and have these really cool talks and have interesting people on. I'm so grateful for, you know, Dr. Mike and Dr. Zach, and, you know, we've had other people on, and now we're going to meet Wendy, our card keeper. We're just going to have, I know, a great discussion.
We are. And, you know, I know we were going to iron out the details of what we're going to be talking about and going over that, but Wendy has put in chat that you can make mochi ice cream balls, and I think that's what we should talk about. That seems to take precedence over anything else that could be going on in anyone's life. So
I'll learn. Can I do a substitute of the ice cream?
Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, if you really want to, it's just, I mean, if you want a light wood, I mean, intestinal pain is worth it. But
I'm a vegan meat eater, Michael. So it's like, and look, that's not because I don't like dairy. It's because I can't have dairy. So what can I tell you? It's just one of those things. You get used to it.
Yeah, I totally get it. I'm joshing, but I will say you're absolutely right about that. I am also thankful, and Dr. Kevin, I appreciate that comment. I agree. Of course, I'm biased, but I also, for me, it's not just coming out and listening to my own voice and getting the great insights from Dr. Vicky. It's, again, the interaction. And one of the best things about being the human animal, about existing as this human being, is the social aspect of community and Dr. Edward had pointed out, we are a community, and it's, you know, these are the bonds that just make life interesting, that engage our curiosity, and it makes it worth living. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
Hey, footnote before we go, Dr. Edward says, same with him. He's a vegan meat eater. So, and I made a kick butt cheesecake for my birthday this year. I made my own cake, because I said, everybody hands off, I got to try this. it was to die for. There are so many things you can make people substituting that you wouldn't know it's vegan. You would not know. So, oh, and well, Tabitha says she's allergic to meat. Wow. That's a big one. So, see, we all have our own story, don't we, Michael?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But
yeah. You know, I'm excited. Next week will be our first of 2023. And we might just do a little more of the same, pull some cards, but have a couple other things to talk about for what's coming up in 2023.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I think, we'll, put our heads together, think about some ideas to talk about, pull some cards, kind of get into that again, and yeah, it'll be a good start to the new year. So, of course, after that, we'll have our card keeper on, and we're looking forward to a lot of great topics, great discussions, and, kind of just get into the weeds of reality.
Psst. Hey, Michael, I think this could be a big disclosure year.
Really?
Psst, psst. Yeah, I do.
Very interesting.
I do. I think something's brewing.
See, something to look forward to. It's and
we'll talk more about it next week.
Also, you always got to go out on a cliffhanger. So,
thanks, everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, as we're wrapping up, I can't say anything more than what I've said. I just appreciate everybody. Thank you so much for. I know it's been kind of a rocky 22 for a lot of people, but thank you for making it better for me, and hoping and glad to hear that we're making it better for you. So as we close out the year, Dr. Mickey, any last thoughts?
No, I'm all good. I'm going to get Edward my cheesecake recipe.
He's not the only one.
That's all I'll close out.
But all right. Well, thank you, everybody. Signing off for 2022, we hope you just stay safe, and until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Happy New Year.